In 1961, a president, a Catholic president, said we're going to put a man on the moon. And then it happened 8 years later. And we celebrate that 50th anniversary in just a couple of days. And we're going to talk about the Catholic connections and reflections next.
Encounter Jesus daily on Spirit Catholic Radio.
I'm Jen Brown along with Bruce McGregor. Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. We're going to talk with the managing editor of the Catholic Digest, Paul McKibben, about the Apollo 11 giant leap landing and the Catholic connections and reflections. Good morning, Paul McKibben.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I come for you from the home state of Neil Armstrong.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Paul, and thank you for this great article, Apollo 11's Giant Leap, Catholic Connections and Reflections. And let's start with that first Catholic connection, and that would have come from our President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, to set this mission in motion, if you will.
Yeah, you have to, I guess, a bit of historical context here. Of course, JFK, our first Catholic president, he gave a speech to Congress in May of 1961. But a month before, the Soviets had just put the first man into space, and Yuri Gagarin. So, we're in the midst of a space race. We're in the midst of the Cold War, and so JFK gives a speech to Congress. I'm sure we're all very familiar with the words. We've seen the newsreels. You know, he says, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth." So he sets this challenge, and it's going to take a lot of funds. It's going to take a lot of manpower. The nation did accomplish his goal. Unfortunately, he was not around to see it.
Yeah, and when we think about it, the time frame of this. Really, just flight had not been around all that long for him to say this. It was pretty amazing that this was put in motion and everything that had to take place for this to happen, to figure out what needed to happen for the launch of Apollo 11 and then the landing on the moon, Paul.
Yes, I mean, you think about it. Just so this is 1961. Just in 1903, it's the Wright brothers, also from the great state of Ohio, they've just flown their plane over at Kitty Hawk. And so just in the span of like 60, 70 years, we go from that tiny little airplane with, you know, to a man on the moon. It's just amazing.
It is an amazing, impressive feat. And so we celebrate the launch of Apollo 11. That was just a few days ago. And then on Saturday will be the 50th anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11 on the moon. And you wrote this article in the Catholic Digest. The article is called Giant Leap, Apollo 11 Giant Leap, Catholic Connections and Reflections. So let's talk about the connection with the Pope and the greeting from his observatory.
Yes, Paul VI sent a greeting to the astronauts where he says, "Honor, greetings, and blessings to you, conquerors of the moon. Pale lamp of our nights and our dreams, bring to her with your living presence the voice of the Spirit, a hymn to God, our Creator and our Father. We are close to you with our good wishes and with our prayers. Together with the whole Catholic Church, Pope Paul VI salutes you." Just some beautiful words there from the Holy Father to the astronauts. There's a picture of him just, you know, watching the television coverage like everyone else was, black and white. And it's really, I think the key point here is to, the broader point is faith and science, they go together. The Pope was, really interested in what was going on there, and he was, one of 73 heads of state who conveyed goodwill messages that were captured on a small disc in an ultra-silicon etching that was left on the moon.
And the Pope was fascinated by this and pretty excited about what was going on.
Yes, I mean, he was. In fact, there's even a year earlier, in 1968, he had encouraged the peaceful use of space for all mankind, which is a great point. We have this great space race going on between these two superpowers who obviously don't like each other, as we all know. And so he was trying to encourage mankind to use space for a peaceful means. And so I think that's a really a important point that we all need to remember, is the peaceful use of space. Yeah. And sort of the great promise that space exploration has for all of us.
Spirit Morning, Spirit Catholic Radio Network, 747, 86 degrees, Omaha Council Bluffs, 85 in Lincoln, excessive heat warning through Saturday, so keep that in mind as you prepare for your day-to-day. Paul McKibben with us, the managing editor of Catholic Digest, talking about an article in the aforementioned Catholic Digest, Apollo 11's Giant Leap, Catholic Connections and Reflections. And they had another contact with Pope Paul VI once they were back on terra firma, along with their wives. They visited the Vatican and the Pope.
Yes, they did. The astronauts were on a goodwill tour, they visited the Holy Father at the Vatican, he gave them gifts symbolic of the Magi, noted that the wise men were also guided on their journey by the stars. The astronauts gave the Holy Father a small Vatican city flag that went to the moon and back, and four tiny moon rocks that are now displayed at the Vatican museums. The connection to the Magi, is when you think about it, I don't know, it's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And so you see this over the span of history, and spend some time to just reflect on this, and it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah, that was a great connection that was made by our Holy Father at the time, Pope Paul VI, to give them that little gift of the Magi and tell them that they were guided by the stars as well. And if you'd like to, at the Catholic Digest, you can find the information, one from this article, Giant Leap, this beautiful article that was written by Paul McKibben. And you can find a video of that as well. So if you go to Apollo 11's Giant Leap at the Catholic Digest, you'll find a video of that meeting, of their goodwill tour and their meeting with the Pope at the time, along with the astronauts and their wives. So you can look at that. Also in this article, you give draw a lot of comparisons. Mary and the moon. Also, the moon has an analogy for the church. So there's all kinds of beautiful things taking place in this article. Not only is it sharing what was taking place at the time 50 years ago, but also connections and reflections of the moon, the beautiful way that you do that in the article. Another thing that I love and that Bruce was sharing with me this morning is that you give recollections of listeners. And Bruce shared his beautifully this morning. Bruce, you want to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, I think we all knew where we were and what we were doing. For us in the Central Time Zone here in the United States, when I was a young man in 1969, we were up at about 1:30, 1:45 in the morning watching the black and white TV as Apollo 11 neared closer and closer to the moon. And I remember when they launched the LEM from the main space capsule, everybody at that point got kind of breathless because it's like, oh boy, you know, this is actually, looks like it's really, really going to happen. And we watched the descent. We watched it get closer and closer to the surface of the moon. We heard the people from Houston giving in meters how close they were to touchdown. You could see the dust of the moon beginning to move around, and you really had that feeling that, wow, I don't know what they're going to hit when they hit the moon, whether it's going to be solid ground, whether they're going to sink into a big bowl of dust or, one of the craters that were on the moon. And when that pad finally touched down and it stopped, you were like, wow. I mean, that was just so vividly etched in my mind, just the actual landing itself.
And what a great unifying event for not just our country, but the entire world. I would encourage everyone this weekend, Saturday is the 50th anniversary of the landing, to do something to remember it with your children, with your neighbors. I know I'm going to an event at our local observatory with my wife and kids. Just go outside and look at the moon this week, and just take it all in. And it's a real strong connection to the Lord and to nature and his creation. You mentioned your recollection, Bruce. So in our story, we have a few in the print magazine. There are a lot more on our website, but we even have a recollection from one of our readers. She was 6 years old at the time, and she still has a picture that her dad took of her hand on the black and white TV with the men on the moon. which is just, that was from Maria Johnson of Mobile, who also is a Catholic author. Thrilled that we were able to get some of our readers and writers to send us their personal memories, because this is, you know, one of those events that no one forgets where they were.
Yeah, so check that out. In the article, you have all the recollections in Apollo 11's Giant Leap at Catholic Digest. Maria's, and you get to see the beautiful picture. You have that there of her placing her hand that her father took. And then she saw, not only did she cemented a love for sci-fi in her, in Maria, but then she saw a joy and a passion in her father's eyes as well in that moment. So unifying moment collectively across the world as everybody cheered as they landed down. But interestingly enough, a unifying moment in their home. I thought that was a beautiful connection as well. So look at those recollections in the magazine Catholic Digest. Just beautifully done. There are some poems that are written. I just love it. So very nicely done. Where can people find information about the Catholic Digest, Paul?
All of our Apollo coverage and includes stuff that did not make the room for the print magazine is on CatholicDigest.com. You can also go there to learn how to subscribe to our print magazine as well. We put Apollo 11 on the cover of the of our June, July, and August issue. A little bit of an unusual cover for us, but it pops, and it's fantastic. And I'm glad we were able to explore some of the Catholic connections to this monumental event.
One of the most famous pictures that has been used over and over again. The picture of the Earth taken from the moon there. So, yes, so it does pop, as you say, Paul. Definitely stands out, a picture that was taken unbelievably 50 years ago this coming Saturday. That is hard to believe.
Yeah.
That was 50 years ago. I have a favorite story. I wasn't around, but I do have a favorite story because it entails my mother and father when they were courting, when they were dating each other. And my mom tells the story about she was sitting at my dad's parents' house and watching this at my dad's parents' house. So I have a fond story of my mother retelling the story. Mm. So it's fond for me in knowing that it was a courting time for my parents. So I really like that.
I mean, ask if I also was not alive yet when this. I'll admit it, but my parents were alive, and I think my mother told me the other day she was 14. And so this weekend, if you're like me and you don't recall it because you weren't born yet, ask your parents, other relatives about their memories, and just share with each other, you know, the special, you know, it could be a great family time. As we mark this anniversary this week.
Yeah, well, as long as everyone's owned up to it. I was 17 when they hit the moon. So.
Yeah, I think my dad had graduated from high school he was the class of 69, so he had just graduated from high school.
Yep, I was a junior in high school that year, so.
I love
it's
it.
Yeah, this is. I hope. I think there are events all over the country. You can find all kinds of stuff. I know there was a great documentary that came out in March called Apollo 11 with some. I think you now can get that on Amazon. I saw it in the theater, but they have the filmmakers uncovered some archival stuff that had never been aired before. We can watch that. It's definitely worth your time. And I think the overarching message here is, from a faith perspective, is that just to appreciate God's creation.
Saturday, we get to celebrate that 50th anniversary, of that God's creation.
And it wasn't all bread and roses either. There were a lot of close calls and a lot of crazy things that happened on this mission. But yet, the Father prevailed, and we landed on the moon.
Keep in mind all the astronauts who've died in the quest for space, in your prayers as well.
Apollo 11's Giant Leap, Catholic Connections and Reflections. You'll find it in the Catholic Digest. So we are speaking this morning with Paul McKibben, Managing Editor of Catholic Digest. Go to CatholicDigest.com for the details. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks,
have a
Paul.
Blessed day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It was great to be with you. God bless you all.
Thank you
as
very
well.
Much. You too, Paul.
Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.